Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we are diving into one of the most important thematic contexts on your specification, meine Nachbarschaft, my neighbourhood. Whether you're preparing for your listening, speaking, reading, or writing papers, this topic comes up again and again, so let's make sure you absolutely nail it. By the end of this episode, you'll know the essential vocabulary, the grammar structures that examiners love to test, the most common mistakes students make, and I'll finish with a quickfire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, let's go. Section 1. What is this topic all about? The My Neighbourhood theme covers describing your local area. The places in town, how you get around, what you can buy, and what the natural environment looks like. You might be asked to describe your town in a writing task, talk about it in your speaking exam, or understand someone describing their neighbourhood in a listening or reading task. The key thing to remember is that this topic overlaps with several others: transport, shopping, the environment, and even tourism. So the vocabulary you learn here is incredibly transferable. Section 2. Essential vocabulary. Let's build your word bank. Let's start with places in town. These are your absolute must-knows. Die Bäckerei, the bakery. Die Metzgerei, the butchers. Der Supermarkt, the supermarket. Das Kaufhaus, the department store. Die Bibliothek, the library. Das Rathaus, the town hall. Die Kirche, the church. Das Krankenhaus, the hospital. Die Schule, the school. Der Bahnhof, the train station. Die Bushaltestelle, the bus stop. Der Marktplatz, the market square. Das Schwimmbad, the swimming pool. Das Kino, the cinema. Das Stadtzentrum, the town centre. Now, notice something important there. Some of those are masculine, der, some are feminine, die, and some are neuter, das. Gender matters enormously in German because it affects your adjective endings and your case endings. We will come back to that. Now, let's add some higher tier vocabulary that will really impress the examiner. Die Fußgängerzone, the pedestrian zone. Das Einkaufszentrum, the shopping centre. Die Umgebung, the surroundings or the area around. Die Verkehrsanbindung, the transport links. Die Sehenswürdigkeit, the tourist attraction. Das Freizeitzentrum, the leisure centre. Die Unterkunft, the accommodation. Die Umwelt, the environment. Die Einwohner, the inhabitants. Das Stadtgebiet, the urban area. For transport, you need der Bus, the bus. Der Zug, the train. Die Straßenbahn, the tram. Die U-Bahn, the underground. Das Fahrrad, the bicycle. Das Auto, the car. Zu Fuß gehen, to go on foot. And for nature and the natural world, der Park, the park. Der Wald, the forest. Der Fluss, the river. Der See, the lake. Die Berge, the mountains. Das Meer, the sea. Das Feld, the field.
Section 3. Grammar focus, the structures that earn you marks. Now, this is where many students lose marks, so listen carefully. Grammar point 1. Two-way prepositions. Wo versus wohin. This is probably the single most tested grammar point in this topic. In German, prepositions like in, an, auf, neben, hinter, vor, über, unter, zwischen, and gegenüber can be followed by either the dative case or the accusative case, and the choice depends on whether you are describing a location or a movement.
here is the golden rule. If you are answering the question wo, where something is, you use the dative case. If you are answering the question wohin, where something is going to, you use the accusative case. So, die Bäckerei ist in der Stadtmitte. The bakery is in the town centre. That's location, dative, in der. But, ich gehe in die Stadtmitte. I'm going into the town centre. That's movement, accusative, in die. Let me give you a memory trick for this. Think die for dative, die for dwelling. You're staying somewhere. A for accusative, A for action. You're moving somewhere. Dative equals dwelling, accusative equals action. Say that to yourself a few times. Grammar point two. Es gibt. There is, there are. Es gibt is one of the most useful phrases in this topic. It means there is or there are, and it always takes the accusative case. So you say, es gibt einen Park in meiner Stadt. There is a park in my town. Notice einen, not ein, because it's accusative masculine. Es gibt eine Bibliothek. There is a library. Eine stays eine in the accusative for feminine nouns. Es gibt ein Kino. There is a cinema. Ein stays ein for neuter nouns. Common mistake alert. Students often write es gibt ein Park, forgetting to change ein to einen for masculine nouns. Examiners will notice this, so practice it. Grammar point three. The perfect tense for past experiences. At higher tier, you must show you can use at least three tenses. The perfect tense is your go-to for talking about past visits to places. The perfect tense is formed with haben, or sein, as the auxiliary verb, plus the past participle at the end of the clause. Most verbs use haben. For example, ich habe den Supermarkt besucht. I visited the supermarket. But verbs of movement use sein. For example, ich bin in die Stadt gefahren. I went into town. Ich bin zu Fuß gegangen. I went on foot. Key past participles to know. Gemacht, done. Gekauft, bought. Besucht, visited. Gesehen, seen. Gegessen, eaten. Getrunken, drunk. Gefahren, gone by transport. Gegangen, gone on foot. Grammar point four. Word order in subordinate clauses. After conjunctions like weil, because, das, that, obwohl, although, and then, when, or if, the verb goes to the end of the clause. So instead of saying ich mag meine Stadt, weil ist lebendig, which is wahr, you say ich mag meine Stadt, weil sie lebendig ist. I like my town because it is lively. This is a really common error. The verb must go to the end after weil, das, obwohl, and then, every time, no exceptions. Section 4. The four skills. How to tackle each one. Let's go skill by skill. Listening. In the listening exam, you'll hear people describing their town, giving directions, or talking about transport. Before the recording plays, read the questions carefully and underline the key words. Listen for opinion words. Toll, fantastisch, langweilig, schrecklich. And listen for negatives, like nicht and kein, which completely change the meaning. Watch out for distractors. The speaker might mention one place, but then correct themselves and say a different one. The answer is always the final thing they say. Speaking. In your speaking exam, you need to be ready to talk about your neighbourhood in the photocard task and in the general conversation. Prepare a bank of opinion phrases. Ich finde meine Stadt toll, weil es viele Geschäfte gibt. I find my town great because there are many shops. Ich wohne lieber auf dem Land, weil es ruhiger ist. I prefer living in the countryside because it is quieter. Meiner Meinung nach ist die Verkehrsanbindung ausgezeichnet. In my opinion, the transport links are excellent. Always give an opinion, justify it with while, and then add a second point for a different tense. That's the formula for top mark speaking response. Reading. In reading, watch out for false friends. Words that look like English but mean something different. For example, das Gift means poison, not a gift. Der Chef means the boss, not a chef. Also watch for near cognates that are slightly different. Das Gymnasium is a grammar school, not a gym. Take your time, read the whole text before answering, and use context clues if you're unsure of a word. Writing. For writing, always plan before you start. For a 90-word foundation task, make sure you cover all four bullet points. Use the present tense confidently and add at least one other tense. For a 150-word higher task, you need three tenses, justified opinions, complex connectives like obwohl, trotzdem, and außerdem, and ambitious vocabulary. Check your adjective endings and your verb endings after you finish writing.
Section 5. Exam tips and the most common mistakes. Here are the top mistakes I see candidates make and how to avoid them. Mistake 1. Using in der when you mean movement. Remember, movement needs accusative. Ich gehe in die Schule, not in der Schule. Mistake 2. Forgetting verb last after weil. Always, always put the verb at the end after weil. Mistake 3. Getting the gender wrong on town nouns. Learn the gender with every new noun, der, die or das, from day one. Mistake 4. Using only the present tense. Examiners at higher tier want to see three tenses. Use the perfect for the past, the present for now, and the future with werden or a time phrase plus present tense. Mistake 5. Saying nach instead of in for towns. You say ich fahre nach Berlin, I'm going to Berlin, for cities and countries. But for places with an article, you say ich gehe in die Stadt, I'm going into town. Mistake 5. Section 6. Quickfire recall quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, give you a short pause to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. How do you say there is a park in my town? Es gibt einen Park in meiner Stadt. Question 2. Which case do you use after weil? No case change, but the verb goes to the end of the clause. Question 3. How do you say I went into the town centre? Ich bin in die Stadtmitte gegangen. Question 4. What does die Fußgängerzone mean? The pedestrian zone. Question 5. Give me the perfect tense of kaufen, to buy, in the first person. Ich habe gekauft, I bought. Medium pause. Section 7. Summary and sign-off. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's recap the key points. 1. Learn your town vocabulary with genders, der, die, das, from the start. 2. Master the two-way prepositions, dative for location, accusative for movement. Dative equals dwelling, accusative equals action. 3. Use es gibt with the accusative case, einen for masculine, eine for feminine, ein for neuter. 4. After weil, das, obwohl, and wenn, verb goes to the end. 5. At higher tier, use three tenses, present, perfect for past, and future. 6. In speaking, always give an opinion, justify it, and extend your answer. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep speaking German out loud, and remember, every mark you earn in this topic is a mark you've worked for. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Tschüss!